Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Joined today by Julia Raby, the director of the Chamber of Commerce there in Beloit, and she has lots of great ideas, and her and the board have been working on many things for Christmas. What? Christmas is coming up?
Christmas is coming.
When's Christmas? I can't even keep up with this stuff. I barely realize that Thanksgiving is next Thursday, so it's hard to keep up with everything. I'm sure probably in your house you've already got Christmas ideas because your kids have told you what they want for Christmas and what they want from Santa, right?
Yes, making lists.
Yes,
absolutely.
And I'm sure the lists are nice and long. Every time my youngest sees something on TV, I want that for Christmas. I've quit writing it down because I've run out of ink. That's
absolutely
how far we've gone. Well, you got a lot of things that you have planned for the upcoming holiday season and with Christmas around the corner, and you're here to share some of that, right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on today. I wanted to back up real quick to kind of what the Chamber of Commerce mission is. That's kind of what we went to, but we were planning this Christmas season. And real quick, that's the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce helps its members grow and prosper by enhancing the business climate and quality of life in Beloit and surrounding areas. So as a committee that was created by Vanette Davis from H&R Block, she created a Christmas committee that we came together and we really just evaluated what's going to help our community and boost commerce as well as connection in our town and in surrounding areas. So that's where we came up with Jingle All the Way. Mm-hmm. So Jingle All the Way is a promotion presented by the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce and H&R Block, and it consists of four separate events. So you're going to start to see and hear a lot about different jingle opportunities. Today, I wanted to focus on our event called Jingle in Your Pocket.
Okay.
So that is a boosting commerce activity that we are excited to launch the Friday after Thanksgiving, which is next week. Mm-hmm. Again, it's coming fast.
Yes.
The purpose of Jingle in Your Pocket is to encourage shopping local. So as any members that are participating, if you purchase any goods or services in their business, you will have an opportunity to enter into a drawing. Each business gives away one per person per day, so you can shop every single day of the week if you'd like. And then weekly at the office, my chamber office, I'm going to be doing drawings for a total of $3,000 in chamber checks.
Okay.
And so we're really excited to give back to consumers this holiday season. And how that is you just have to be 18 or older to enter, and then you enter to win at participating businesses, which on Facebook, I've already created events that you can look up Jingle in Your Pocket, and you can see the participating businesses. I'll also be posting those on our website at beloitchamber.com. And then I will just be having, we'll also have flyers that are going up next week in participating businesses' windows. So you'll be able to know who is involved with Jingle in Your Pocket.
Okay, so let's the chamber checks. Explain what those are. I know what they are, but I know there might be a few people going, "What are chamber checks?" But they're it's money.
It's money.
You need to spend it locally.
Right. It's gift certificates. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what it is. And so the chamber office offers this opportunity for businesses or for people to purchase these gift certificates that are used as money. You can pay your city bills with them. You can pay for different services and goods, all in chamber members. Casey's General Store is a member. Ray's Apple Market, so you can buy groceries with it. You can buy Shopko goods with them, and they're just come in a check form, and they're redeemable at chamber members' businesses.
Works very slick. Done that before, and it works very, very smoothly. Okay, so Jingle in Your Pocket. Anything else you want to add about that one?
That is, again, going to last from November 23rd to December 20th. And okay. So that promotion will continue all the way through the holiday season.
Okay. So there's a Jingle in Your Window for the chamber businesses, a window decorating contest, and Jingle in Your Pocket.
Yes.
Okay, so we're halfway there.
Yes.
Now there's more. There's there seems to be a theme to this. I'm really, really smart, and it's hard to get things by me. It seems to be the word jingle is in all of these things.
All the way.
Yeah.
Jingle all the way. Absolutely. Yes. And so Jingle Around Town, that is our kickoff event for kids this year. In the past, the chamber has hosted a chili cook-off. if you've ever been a participant of that. And this year we're shifting gears a little bit and we're starting out at the college. So up at NCK Tech, they're going to be hosting a fun run. It's just a family fun run. It's not a race. It's not timed. It'll be just a fun activity for families to do together. And then there'll be a pancake feed and crafts all happening up at the college. There is a cost for food, and we'll be giving all the details out again on Facebook and our website as we get those details confirmed. But this will be on December 8th. And then after the college, we're going to head downtown to SNS Home Health, and there will be Santa and Mrs. Claus. Has been in the past. He'll come downtown on a fire truck, and families will be able to get their pictures taken with Santa at SNS. And there'll be crafts. There also is ornament decorating at Wheatfield Florals and a coloring contest at Given Grace. And that'll all be happening there in the middle of the day. And then we will wrap up our kids' day with a free movie at Solomon Valley Cinema. And that's going to start at 1:30, and concessions will be available for purchase.
So getting the kids involved, that's always good, because that helps brings out the parents. Mm-hmm. You always want to keep the whole family involved. And you know, when you guys had Millapalooza, one of the things that you did really well, and there's many things that you did really well with that event, I thought it was fantastic, and it's going to grow to bigger and better things in the future, no pressure. But one of the things that was really cool was you had a lot of things for the kids to do, which, mm-hmm. you know, there might have been some adults like, I don't know, but it's a chance to get the kids out of the house and go do something instead of playing video games. That's a really important feature of the whole promotion you're talking about, not only then, but now as well.
Absolutely. And I think in Beloit, we notice there is an influx of kids. Mm-hmm. I know in my son's kindergarten class, these poor teachers, there's over 20-something kids in each kindergarten class, which is a big boost for Beloit. Yeah. And if our community is to grow, if our quality of life is to continue, we have to focus on our kids. So we have a great group of kids, and we want to have activities that cater to families, because we know, I know in my season of life, that's really important to have a family-friendly event. So that's what December 8th will be all about, and that's called Jingle Around Town.
All right. Now, is there another feature to this
there
jingle
is.
Part?
There
all
is. Right. There's an exciting night. In this position, as I've learned and grown into what people want, and I've kind of surveyed people, I've gotten a lot of feedback on late-night shopping nights. And I know that was something that was really big. If you grew up in Beloit, mm-hmm. there was a lot of great shopping events and a lot of great retail downtown. And I know through the times things have shifted, but what we'd like to do with Jingle, Mingle, and Shop, that is our final event on December 13th. It's a Thursday evening, is we're going to have what we call a town-wide Christmas party. So we are including retail, but also businesses to encourage them to have open houses, kind of focusing on customer appreciation. So many of you are great customers at your local businesses, and we want to just, the businesses are just excited to give back. They're coming up with all kinds of fun things, giveaways, they're going to do specials, there's going to be Santa is going to be there as well on Thursday night, and we're also going just to see a lot of refreshments, a lot of music. We have some different local groups that are going to give back with their local musical talent. And so how that is going to happen is called Jingle, Mingle, and Shop, and there's surprises at every stop.
That's a cool idea. I like that. That's around 7 o'clock that night?
It starts at 3 in the afternoon and
so
goes till 7.
Okay, good. So you got 4 hours. You got a nice window there for that event coming up on Thursday, December the 13th. You seem to have an in with Santa. I mean, you must have booked him really early, huh?
Yeah, we're good friends.
Yeah. But the key is to be in with Mrs. Claus. And then
that is absolutely true, actually, in this situation.
She pulls the strings. There's no question about that.
Absolutely.
Anything else that you want to add about everything that's taken place? Of course, this takes a lot of work, and also you need to get a lot of cooperation as well. I would imagine people are pretty excited about this because, one, you're working very diligently and hard to keep business local and to do some fun and different things. And sometimes I think we all get stuck in our, this is the way we've always done it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, over time, you've got to adjust.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and I just really think it's exciting to see. I've had over 45 businesses respond and participation. The exciting thing is that if you are a chamber member and you want to participate in any of the events that we're working on, it's not too late. It will be soon. So call me, email me, find me, and let me know what events you'd like to participate in. because of our media sponsor, H&R Block, all of this promotion is free to chamber members to be involved. So I'm also excited to increase our membership. The importance of a healthy chamber is just to see things like this, like Millapalooza, like the different events and the quality of life that we have. That comes from this office. And so I just want to thank all our members for their continued support of the chamber work and what all the ideas that are coming out, that they're just jumping in. I just have been so encouraged with the positivity and the exciting energy for change and to get new things going. So we're really excited about Jingle All the Way.
If there's a business owner out there that's not a chamber member but is thinking about being a chamber member, has any questions, or wants to be a chamber member, they just need to get a hold of you?
Absolutely.
Okay, now where's your office located so people know?
We are in the main floor of Porter House. Okay. So right next to the post office. So when you drop off your mail, you can just come right over and visit me there in the lobby of the Porter House.
Okay, and the phone number at the office?
738-2717.
Fantastic. Anything else that you want to share? By the way, we're broadcasting live on Facebook. If anybody knew that, I can go back and watch it later. I stuck my head in there just quick enough to realize that people know how I have a face for radio. That's why I did that. That's for sure. Us radio guys are supposed to be heard, not seen. That's the best way to go about it. Anything else you want to add before we let you go here today?
I'm just excited. I'm thankful for this opportunity just to share with our people of Beloit and surrounding areas, just to encourage you that the town that you have, that you love, the way to keep it going is commerce, is the buying and selling of goods. Mm-hmm. So get out there, spend your dollars locally, and see that affect so many, not only the bottom line, but also just encouraging jobs and economy and growth. And that's what Beloit is all about.
Absolutely. Julie Arabia, the director of Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, we appreciate you coming in today. Best of luck with the events that are coming up, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon about these again.
Absolutely. Thanks.
It is 7:59 our time, 24 degrees here on a Wednesday, November the 14th, 2018. This is Waterside Wake Up. Thanks to Julia for being in with us here on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit and Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. The movie is playing at the Sun Valley Cinema in Beloit. Learn more at beloitmovies.com. Here's what's playing. The Nutcracker in the Four Realms, rated PG. Showtime is 7 o'clock tonight through Thursday. And Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, rated PG. Showtime 7:30 tonight through Thursday. And coming up tomorrow and Friday, you'll have a chance to win tickets to the movies, courtesy of the Sun Valley Cinema Beloit, with Name That Movie. Coming up next hour, a chance for you to get entered for Stump the Waterside Wake Up, guys. You could win $75 worth of merchandise from our sponsors, and you can win a free treat to Dairy Queen with a paid meal in the process by being entered here in a little while. Happy birthday to Brantley Bergman, turning 2 today, from Grandpa Ron and Grandma Linda, and also from Grandma and Grandpa B. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KDNS Downs, Beloit, Kansas. Current temperature, 24 degrees on this Wednesday.